With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Eight men with possible ties to ISIS are behind bars after crossing the southern border into the U.S. ICE agents arrested the men over the weekend in New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. Reportedly, the eight suspects had been on the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force radar. The House votes along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur in his classified documents case. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Attorney General has to be held responsible for not following Congress's wishes.
We have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend the authority of Congress. We can't allow the Department of Justice, an executive branch agency, to hide information from Congress. We have important oversight responsibilities, and that is what is being pursued here.
The House vote was 216-207. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says a new media report shines light on what supporters of Israel already know, that the leaders of terror group Hamas are deliberately using civilians as human shields so they can blame their deaths on Israel.
Speaking of Israel, I just want to highlight the Wall Street Journal report today that revealed some of the Hamas leaders' text messages saying that he specifically wants the war to continue and to increase civilian casualties among his own people.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Russian warships are now off the coast of Cuba. The frigate and submarine greeted by Cuba with honorary cannon fire from the Havana Harbor Wednesday morning. The stopover is seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba. The ships conducted high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic before heading to the island. The U.S. has been monitoring the ships as they sailed near the Florida coast. The ships are scheduled to remain in Havana until June 17th. This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the queer trans community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump delivers a pre-recorded message to the Pro-Life Danbury Institute. The newly formed group is an association of churches and other organizations that want to eradicate abortion in the U.S. Mr. Trump has been reminding voters of his pro-life credentials, including his nomination of three of the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade. He has, however, resisted supporting a national abortion ban. He said that it is a state's issue. This is SRN News. More records are set on Wall Street, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 rising to new heights, but the Dow ended in the red. More from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following a surprisingly encouraging update on inflation and reassurance that the Federal Reserve still expects to cut interest rates this year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Wednesday, adding to the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%, building on its own record high. The Dow lagged the rest of the market with a loss of 35 points. That's about 0.1%. Treasury yields dropped in the bond market after the government reported that inflation and consumer prices slowed last month. Yields stayed lower after the Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.32%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hunter Biden's facing up to 25 years in prison after being convicted in his federal firearms case on Tuesday. He's also facing a trial on federal tax charges. More details at SRNnews.com.